Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Again, I say it all the time. I keep saying it. I'm not going to stop saying it. It's the only way we win. In all sincerity, it is the only way we win. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. That's the big deal, being engaged. And take the information you get. Take it with you. Speak to other people about it. Really, in all sincerity. Impart this on other people. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in the last segment, I'll start over. But I was talking about how Joe Biden doesn't trust the Secret Service agents around him. Because some of what he calls Trump loyalists, they are MAGA people. And he keeps saying MAGA people is dangerous. Well, if they're so dangerous, if they can't be trusted, then what are they doing around him? I started going down this road in the last segment, but, you know, the difference is this. We had hardcore conservatives that protected Barack Obama, and they would have taken a bullet for him. They didn't like him. They didn't like what he stood for. They didn't like his ideology. They hated the direction he was going in. They would have taken a bullet for the man. Because their job was to protect the president of the United States no matter what. You saw and continue to see what's happening on Twitter right now. That our Department of Justice, when Donald Trump was president, the liberals were on a full-scale attack against him to usurp his authority and get him out of there. You saw it. And you're continuing to see it. It's called treason. They'll never be brought up on those charges, but it's called treason. So when does it stop? Well, the sad part is never. They believe they're right. They believe that they've got the answers and you're the idiot. Nope. Not playing, not fooling around, not trying to be a jerk. There is a reality here. They believe themselves to be the end-all, catch-all, be-all. Now, we, on the other hand, as I said earlier, we will protect. Because that's our job. That's a constitutional duty. You know, and it's amazing. Most of those guys swearing to it don't even know what it says. So if Joe Biden is right, the MAGA people can't be trusted, and they hate the country, And they want to take, well, why isn't he dead yet? And I don't wish death on him at all. I'm saying, based on what he says about MAGA people, and he's surrounded by MAGA people, how's he still around? Because we don't play like that. You know what I'm saying? They hate us. They literally, outwardly hate. There was an article that, oh, God, Dennis Prager wrote about young people not seeing their parents anymore because their parents voted for Trump or voted Republican. And he wrote the article. There was over 1,000, comments on it. Over 400 comments from liberals were good. You should not be, talking to your parents. You should not be doing this if they voted for Trump. Because Republicans kill people. I keep telling you, they got your kids. They got them by educating them. They got them in school. They got them by the people around them. They got them by giving them things, like Joey Biden wanting to pay off their college debt. I should say that. That's not truth. Not paid off. Pay between $10,000 to $20,000 worth of their college debt. Now, we, on the other hand, are different. I have a lot of liberal family members, if you would. And they're probably not over the top, but they're liberal. And I have a lot of conservative family members. If I go to a family event, I don't care what they are, what their ideology is, what political party they belong to, they're still my relatives. And there's still things, that they did for me as a child that we grew up with, that I love them and care about them for. But they don't see it that way. They antagonize, they encourage those kids to turn their shoulder on their family. It's what I've been showing you for a long time. It's a whole mindset of blowing up the nuclear family. Don't trust your parents. Turn your parents in. Right? Sound familiar? Turn your parents in. Only the government can be trusted. We will pay your bills. We'll take care of your health care. We'll make sure you have a place to live. We'll make sure you have food and clothes on your back. Well, the food in your belly, clothes on your back. Right? And you're seeing it, unless you're in a coma or brain dead, you're seeing it more and more and more. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Florida's seen a massive drop in abortions. God bless America. Well, God bless DeSantis anyway. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. God, I mean, it's just amazing. The amount, the story I'm going to do, I'm seeing it on the screen right now. And the majority of teams do not involve a parent in a decision for an abortion or going through with the abortion. Almost 17% of abortions are performed on kids if you would, under 20. 4%, 16 and below. Let that thing sink in. And now they're trying to alter parental consent for abortions where it's not needed. Just an adult. But Florida is reporting a massive drop in abortions after DeSantis signed the 15-week abortion bill. And God bless. You know, some people go, well, not far enough. It needs to be. Okay, stop. Stop. Can we take it a baby step at a time or what? Is that too much to ask? No, seriously, is that too much to ask for? Number of abortions in 2020 was 74,000, so almost 75,000. In 2021, they were 80,000. Okay. Ready for this one? In 2022, they dropped to 68. God bless. No, really. I mean, God bless. 12,000 kids survived. 12,000 kids got a chance at life. 12,000 kids. One of them could be the one that finds a cure for cancer. I know you're tired of hearing that, but it's a true statement. Florida saw a massive decline in abortions this year. I mean, it was well over 11,000 lives were saved compared to the year before. Now, according to the figures from the state health department, we're looking good this year. As the Miami Herald newspaper reports, excluding the last month of the year, Florida appears to be on track to see fewer abortions to 22 than the prior year, which is not the norm. Planned Parenthood abortion business has no idea why so many babies were saved, even as if killing more babies in the wake of the Dobbs decision, overturning Roe versus Wade since neighboring states have banned abortions. Now, Florida lawmakers are looking into more restrictions in 2023. Now, think about that. They say they're open to advancing more limits on abortions in 2023. But they really haven't come up with, you know, how much stricter they would be. The incoming Senate President, Kathleen Pasadomo, has said she wants to see Florida's ban on abortion after 15 weeks be reduced to 12 weeks. The proposal could include an exclusion for rape and incest, which is currently not allowed, but anti-abortion activists want even tighter restrictions. You know, a couple things here. I know some of you are going to get mad at me. It's a baby. But can we start off there? How it's conceived is not its fault. It's a baby. There are plenty of babies that were conceived in a moment of drunken stupor. Plenty of babies were conceived out of love. Plenty of babies were conceived out of crimes. When you say the proposal could include exclusions for, you know what? There are websites out there that have kids that were born, moms that decided, look, I can't imagine what it's like. I'm not even going to pretend I do. But it's not the baby's fault you got raped. I can only imagine. But when you see the stories and you read the testimonies of these moms and these kids and what great kids these kids turned out to be. Now, I don't know the stories that the kids were told in the early days. Maybe it was different later on. I have no idea. But, I mean, you don't want your child growing up. I wouldn't know how to handle this. I would not want my child growing up and telling them, well, you know what? You know, you're a product of rape. Stigma behind that is they think that they're not wanted, won't wanted. And anti-abortion activists, they want tighter restrictions, pushing for abortion to ban after 6 weeks. You know, baby's got a heartbeat at 8 weeks. So they're not far off. So again, I think the thing has to be, when is it a life? Am I wrong? Am I off? Am I not allowed to say that? When is it a life? That's the big deal. I don't know what else it's going to be. I've had these conversations with you guys before. You know, we're quick to pull the trigger on the innocent like this. But then we come back to this. Taxpayers are going to be required to cover push-up bras for imprisoned transgender murderers. You with me? So taxpayers will be now on the hook for push-up bras and other transgender accessories for an imprisoned transgender murderer who killed his parents and the family dog. Okay, I'm surprised the dog people aren't, you know, the pet people aren't up in arms and really having a fit over this. On Halloween in 2016, Balker stabbed his parents and the dog to death, blaming his family's lack of support for his struggle with gender identity. You know, this is the first story I've done like this, and I'm giggling because you hear these people out there about these transgender kids whose parents don't support them, and they struggle with this, and they struggle with that, and then they commit suicide, which frankly is not true. Yes, some do, but not at the number they're claiming. Never hear about the ones that went on to kill their parents, a teacher, or siblings. So, Reddick's reports that the Balker had woken his mother and told her that he was having trouble sleeping. His mom asked her son if he was having a rough night and braced him, and while she was attempting to soothe him, he stabbed her in the back 9 times. What a sweetie. No problems there, huh? No mental issues there. No mental health issues. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. The nation saw a slight uptick in the price at the pump.
Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for regular is 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon. That's still 41 cents lower than a month ago. Texas remains the lowest price leader at $2.70 a gallon. Georgia is a close second at $2.71. I'm Lance Pry.
Marvel announcing the release of a Disney Plus documentary about Stan Lee. Lee is most well known for creating Marvel characters like Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain America, The Hulk, and more. As Wednesday would have been Lee's 100th birthday, the studio released a short trailer for the documentary and announced its arrival in 2023. The documentary trailer shows a montage of Lee's minor roles and cameos in Marvel films over the years. Marvel has yet to announce an official release date for the film. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back, Joe Mazzini, your host. Having way too much fun. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Like I said, there's a lot happening. A lot going on. We're talking about the young man who perceives himself as a transgender. Murdered his mom, his dad, and the family dog. And now we have to buy push-up bras for that person. I don't understand this. Do not understand. You think our founding fathers had this in mind? And I say that for a lot of reasons, because we didn't have 20 years, or they didn't have 20 years of appeals. In many cases, they were building the gallows as so-and-so was being convicted. You may have had 7 days to live, if that long. And I know my friends, my conservatives against capital punishment. Joe, my God, what if we kill one person we shouldn't kill? Well, I'll ask for forgiveness. No, I'm not being flippant about it either. Maybe we should find out exactly how many have been put to death inappropriately. In all sincerity, I'm not trying to be flippant about it. You know, what do they call it? Collateral damage. And so do you kill no one? Because you never know what's going to happen. Look at these people that are being released here in California who pleaded down from murder to, you know, to manslaughter so they wouldn't have to go through a trial. Some of them are being released. Involuntary manslaughter, aggravated manslaughter. These are not considered. Some of them are considered as a crime of passion, a momentary thing. We can't trust our legislators. We can't trust the people that are supposed to protect us. Is this really the road you want to go down? Anyway, so now you're paying for push-up bras because he or she doesn't feel comfortable in a regular bra. Well, you know what? You killed two people. I like Joe Arpaio's way of doing this. Why should you be treated any better than our military? You had them in tents in the desert. They had, what, meat sandwiches for lunch, oatmeal for breakfast, and God knows what for dinner. He had surplus clothing given to them. And it was true. Some of their underwear was pink. Some of it was blue. Some of it was whatever. You know, the bottom line with it, frankly and honestly, is you don't deserve special treatment. You killed someone. And, you know, and the sad part about all this, here's his mom trying to make him feel better because he can't get to sleep. And he stabbed her 9 times in the back. He went on to murder his father and your little pet chihuahua. What a coward. The only member of the family that he spared was his older brother, whom he allowed to flee after telling him, "It's not your day." Wow. Teenager then called the police to report what he had done. Can you imagine how that call went? He said, "I snapped. I took my little military combat knife. I drove it straight into my mother's back," Valker told police at the time. "My father came up because he heard all the noise and the screams. I stabbed a blank out of him as well. Oh, I killed the dog too because he was barking too much." Right? Belka's older brother requested the maximum penalty at the sentencing hearing. He said, "I still hear my dear mom screaming every night as I try to fall asleep. Every morning as I awake, it echoes in my head. Her screams as she was being stabbed by the son that she just, now listen carefully, that she doted on so much. The son that she wanted, the only one that she wanted. She would give up the world for him." He says, "I remember the foul things you accused her of and the looks of horror upon the family's faces. They heard you shout them out. You're an inhuman creature. And the fact that you continue to pretend otherwise sickens me." He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. He's incarcerated at the Maine State Prison, a maximum security facility for men. The six foot one murderer was reported listed as male within the prison system as recently as September. I mean, think about that. What do I say on the show all the time? You give these kids everything they want. You're so afraid they're going to feel bad. You're so afraid you're going to alienate them. I have 4 kids. I was pretty tough on them. Probably sometimes too tough on them. They're not killing people. Really, they're not killing people. They probably want to kill me a few times. But they're not killing people. They're not hating on people. Matter of fact, the majority, well, they are. They're conservative people. Conservative kids, thank God. They don't hate others. Unlike the liberal kids who do hate others. They've been taught to. Reddox reports that a cold-blooded killer has been moved to the Maine Correction Center in Windham, a medium to minimum facility that houses both men and women. Most inmates at the facility have been sentenced to prison terms of 5 years or less. Why has he been moved there? The report also pointed out that thanks to an LD 1044 bill sponsored by Democrat Republican Charlotte Warren, Maine prisoners are required to respect and acknowledge incarcerated persons' consistently held gender. Irrespective of anatomy or physique, the law specifies that housing placements must align with the inmate's stated gender. Yeah, I'm a female, right? I want to bunk in a room with another female. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Just amazing, right? Now, local news source reported in 2020 that the MDOC Commission implemented a policy requiring state-run correction facilities to provide clothing items that align with an inmate's gender identity, including push-up bras and chest binders. So the fact that somebody else is now dead, his mom can't wear a bra anymore, right? Daddy will never see mom again. And his bigger brother has to put up with all the horror of everything. I guess that's okay. Not a big deal. This kid in jail. Yeah, you heard me. This kid, this animal, this dog in jail is still being doted over. What do you think of that? And we think that's normal. Well, not the collective we. And talk about some more crazy stuff when we come back from the break. Apple's facing a class action lawsuit. You ready for this one? It's being alleged racial bias in their watch's blood oximeter. I got to stop laughing at this one. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. Got any questions? 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got so much more going on, so much more I want to talk about and make you nuts with. Oh, if this stuff isn't making you crazy, I don't know what is. I don't know what will. How's that? Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on there. You can sign up for the email blast and even the text messaging. Okay? It's real simple. Just text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. And again, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You know, check out the website during the break. JoeMessina.com. Click on the stories. Tell me what you like and what you don't like. Well, maybe don't tell me what you don't like. But definitely tell me what you like. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. It's the only way you really win. So you talk about getting even more ridiculous and more ridiculous and more ridiculous. Apple faces a class action lawsuit. Why? Because they claim that there's racial bias in the watch's blood oximeter. Now, it always sounds good, but I want you to think about it. So a New York man filed a class action lawsuit against Apple, alleging that the Apple Watch, its blood oximeter has a racial bias against individuals with darker skin tones. Now, the blood oxygen app is available on Apple Watch Series 6, newer, and it could be It can measure the oxygen level of your blood on demand directly from your wrist. It provides you with insights into your overall wellness. New York resident Alex Morales alleges that he purchased an Apple Watch between 2020 and 2021 and was aware that the watch purported to measure blood oxygen levels. He believed it did, without regard to his skin tone. Now, the lawsuit further alleges that during the coronavirus pandemic, researchers confirmed the clinical significance of racial bias of pulse oximetry using patients' records. So, for decades, there have been reports that such devices were significantly less accurate in measuring blood oxygen levels on skin color. The real-world significance of the bias lay undressed until the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. They saw a greater awareness on the structural racism which exists in many aspects. See what they do here? They went out of their way. The guys are sitting around Apple, designing a new watch. Hey, let's not beat our brains out with the black folks. People of color, yeah, we'll just tell them they have good oxygen. What do you think? I'm sure they sat around doing this, don't you? I mean, seriously, this is what they make it sound like. They make it sound like that was purposely done. It was not purposely done. Now, I would say to you, they may have known about it. They may know they were having trouble with it. They may have known that this was going to be an issue and they needed to fix it. But I don't think they set out to do it. Tech company notes on its website that the blood oxygen app is only designed for general fitness and wellness purposes. You know, I don't wear a watch. Never really have. I did when I was younger, a lot younger. And I bought one, I don't know, in 20? 19 or 20, I don't remember. And I did the blood oxygen thing. But I remember reading the blood oxygen, the pulse, the whole nine yards. I couldn't figure out how it was doing it when you put it on the top of your wrist. Right? What does the doctor do every time? He grabs the underneath of your wrist. And frankly, you guys will think I'm weird, but I always wore my watch when I was younger with the face on the bottom of my wrist. I actually turned my wrist up so I could see it. That's all why I'm not telling you that for any other reason other than to say, wouldn't it make more sense? And I don't know, not an engineer. Would you get a better reading on pulse, blood pressure, and blood oxygen level if it was underneath? But every time it said the same thing. I mean, the warning labels all say the same thing on them. You know, this is for general use, general fitness, general wellness purposes. For real readings, go to your doctor. Now, the blood oxygen app measurements are not intended for medical use, including self-diagnosis or consultation. I used to go to a local, like a CVS pharmacy that had a machine connected to that big interweb. And I used to go there every week, like clockwork. And the reason I did it that way is they had a real cuff, right? They took a real blood pressure and pulse and all that. And that way, when I did go to the doctor, I could say to him, I've been going for the last year to this thing. Here's my weekly blood pressure. So you can see where it is, when it goes up, when it goes down, that kind of stuff. I will tell you, in speaking with one of my daughters one day, we were having a spirited conversation about something. And I remember sitting in that machine after I was done with her. Put the phone in my pocket, stuck my arm in a cuff, and turned the machine on, and my blood pressure was through the roof. And I really couldn't do anything but laugh, because I knew exactly what it was, right? And I walked around the store for a few minutes, went back, and it was right back to normal where it always was, where it always is. So, anyway. But really, seriously, I mean, do you really think that Apple would go out of their way to do something like that to make sure I don't. I really don't. Anyway, the God, there's so much stuff here. So many. I mean, I don't know how true this is. There's rumors going around that Joe Biden wants to weaken the U.S. citizenship tests, make it much easier to get in. So they really don't have to understand. Of course not. If they don't understand the Constitution, if they don't understand their rights, if they don't understand what's going on, right? The Democrats will have more control over them. The biggest problem we have with immigrants, frankly, even when they come here and they study, they think of the word democracy. You know, for some reason, that's been beat into them. They think of the word democracy. And that's what they want. They want a democracy, not a dictatorship. Remember, they're uneducated when they get here, for the most part. And they want that democracy. We're not a democracy. They don't know that. They don't understand that. What they don't understand is they actually have more freedom, they have more power under a constitutional republic. They're not taught that, though. Anyway, the Biden administration is going to conduct a trial for portions of the naturalization exam, which immigrants must pass to become U.S. citizens. They're going to make the test more accessible to citizens of immigration. The test should only be given in English. End of discussion. I'm not kidding. You come to this country, right? My people immigrated from Italy. They spoke Italian and broken English, but they could handle conversational English. These tests weren't given. Applications weren't given in 127 different languages. Extra burden on the taxpayers. Learn English. Heck, they learn English in other countries for no other reason than they learn English. It's actually even mandated in some countries. You know, I always thought it was funny that when it comes to pilots, for instance, flying a plane in another country, a Japanese pilot landing in Greece is speaking English to the Greek, flight person, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. English is the international language. Anyway, the naturalization exam is a crucial step to an immigrant's path towards U.S. citizenship. Right? This could impact hundreds of thousands of immigrants who are seeking citizenship. President Joe Biden signed an executive order at the start of his administration and included a directive to review English and civics tests for naturalization. For what? To make it easier? To make it so they don't have to know as much? I'll tell you what. I bet you the majority of our kids couldn't pass the naturalization test. My mom had to pass it. The trial will include changes to the English-speaking component of the test, which is not standardized, and the civics component following a review by the I think it's HHS. I can't make out what they're saying. Subject matter experts, according to the agency, the two other parts of the exam, reading and writing, are already standardized, will remain unchanged. They want to redesign everything in a multiple-choice format instead of being a fill-in-the-blank. Really? Applicants study 100 civics test items and are required to answer 6 of 10 civic questions correctly to pass. How much easier do you want to make it? I mean, I know why they want to make it easier. They need voters. They're losing voters. How do you, your black community, how do you feel about being used so much over the years? Because that's what happened here. And then when you started really turning towards the Republican Party, when Trump got 36% of the vote or whatever from the black community, whatever it was, they panicked. That's why the borders are open, my friends. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. I mean, do go far. Go rest. Go relax. Get ready for tomorrow. I got a lot more to deal with tomorrow. A lot more to dump by the end of the year. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.